ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا.
Man is prone to say, shall I be raised to life after I die?
أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا.
Does man not remember that we created him before he was nothing?
فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا.
By your Lord, we will surely muster them and the devils together. Then we will surely bring them all on their knees around hell.
ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا.
And then we will draw aside from each party those who were most rebellious against the most compassionate Lord.
ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا.
And then we shall know well all those most worthy to be cast in hell.
وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا.
There is not one of you but shall pass by hell. This is a decree which your Lord will fulfill.
ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا.
Then we shall deliver those that feared Allah and leave the wrongdoers there on their knees.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا.
When our clear revelations are recited to those who deny the truth, they are wont to say to those who have faith, which of the two groups has a better status, and whose assemblies are grander? Which of the two groups has a better status, and whose assemblies are grander? This was a fallacious argument which the unbelievers often put forward, claiming that it was they rather than the believers upon whom God's bounties were lavished. They would audaciously ask, who has more stately houses to live in, the believers or us? Who enjoy higher standards of living, the believers or us? Whose assemblies are more splendid and grandiose, the believers or us? How is it then possible, they would ask, that those who suffered such a miserable lot are the followers of the truth, whilst those who prosper are the followers of falsehood?
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًّا.
How numerous are the peoples we destroyed before them, those that were more resourceful and grander in outward appearance.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدًّا حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوعَدُونَ إِمَّا الْعَذَابَ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةَ فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا.
Say, the most compassionate Lord grants respite to those who stray into error until they behold what they had been threatened with, either God's chastisement in the world or the hour of resurrection. Then they fully know whose station is worse and who is weaker in hosts.
وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِندَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا.
On the contrary, Allah increases in guidance those who follow the right way. Lasting acts of righteousness are better in the sight of your Lord as a reward and conducive to a better end.
أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا.
Have you seen him who rejected our signs and said, "Surely I shall continue to be favored with riches and children"?
أَطَّلَعَ الْغَيْبَ أَمِ اتَّخَذَ عِندَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا.
He has obtained knowledge of the unseen, or has he taken a covenant with the most compassionate Lord? By no means, we shall write down all what he says, and we shall greatly prolong his chastisement. And we shall inherit all the resources and hosts of which he boasts, and he will come to us all alone.
وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّا.
They have taken other gods instead of Allah, that they may be a source of strength for them.
كَلَّا سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدًّا.
By no means, they shall soon deny their worship and shall become their adversaries instead.